From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Tiffany Greenwald-Simon reports for Columbia Green Media. The Greene County Mental Health Center is the latest local organization experiencing staffing issues. Greene County Mental Health Center Director Jason Friedenberg told the Greene County Legislature's Health Services Committee on December 6th that, and I quote, "We were short-staffed for a while. We enjoyed several months of actually being full-staffed for a few months. It was really nice, but we are once again short-staffed," end quote. Friedenberg said that 10 people are currently waiting to be assigned to a doctor at the center, and 50 adults and 13 children need their first intake appointment. Greene County Administrator Sean Groden said they are working on ways to lure more help here. Groden said, and I quote, "One of the items on the table is the elevation of the grade levels for these licensed clinical positions to move up a step and try to get more people, because it's not like we're getting bad applicants. We're getting no applicants," end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Mid-Hudson News reports that the Dutchess County Legislature voted themselves large raises, adopting the $601 million 2024 county budget by a vote of 15-9 on December 7th. Members of the Conservative Party objected to the 68% pay raises put forth by Republicans days after the election, at the farthest point from the next election. County Executive-elect Sue Serino, a Republican, claims she's against the pay hikes but won't take office in time to veto the bill that includes the large pay raises passed by her fellow Republicans. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. Raymond Pignone reports for Columbia Green Media that Hudson's Public Square is getting $500,000 for renovations from the New York State Office of Parks, Recreation, and Historic Preservation. Representative Mark Molinaro made the announcement at his Leeds office, saying, and I quote, "The public square is a beacon for the Hudson community, but unfortunately has been in a state of disrepair for decades. I was proud to help advocate for repairs so this park can reach its full potential and be fully enjoyed by residents and families in Hudson," end quote. The public square is where folks in Hudson gather to start parades, protest issues, and shop at farmers' market. The funds will be used to repair the park's cracked foundation, sidewalks, and benches, and improve the lighting. Dorothy Hill, who co-chairs Friends of Public Square, said, and I quote, "Friends of Public Square is grateful to Representative Molinaro for supporting the grant from New York State Parks. The grant will serve as a springboard for a comprehensive restoration of the public square, which will include a new fountain in addition to the basic improvements it covers," end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.